Tech Radio. Today I'll be discussing the idea of grid computing. There's been a lot of talk about grid computing lately, mostly with Nightlord's project, in which case I do applaud him for his efforts. But there's also been a lot of questions as to what exactly is grid computing. To put it simply, as I stated in my previous twat on supercomputing, that the idea of grid computing is to generate a supercomputer where the nodes are geographically separated. Now, they don't have to be geographically separated. However, they generally are because, you know, with your normal cluster or with your average cluster, all of the computers that participate in the computations or in the processes are together on a private network. And so, in that case, you don't really have to worry about security between in the transmission of data between nodes. However, with the grid computer, since they are on the public internet and the information, you know, is just out there, you do have to be a little more concerned with with securing data transfer and things like that. Now, grid computing, or the concept of grid computing, has been around pretty much just as long as the internet. It really picked up steam in the 90s with a paper by N. Foster and Carl Kesselman and Steve Tookie, who are kind of considered the fathers of grid computing, when they created what was called the Globus Toolkit. Now, the Globus Toolkit is just, it's just one of many different toolkits that you can use to generate grid computing applications. But the Globus Toolkit was kind of revolutionary in that in their paper discussing the Globus Toolkit, they not only specified, you know, what the toolkit consisted of, but also the ideas and kind of visions of what the toolkit could do and what it, and the capabilities that it has. With the Globus Toolkit, you're not only able to just manage, you know, the CPUs and stuff, but they were also, you know, putting forth the idea of managing managing storage, managing, you know, the storage of information, the transmission of information, and then also moving the information, moving the data around, because they kind of envisioned a grid where if you were to say use only idle computers, well, most computers are idling at night, so then you kind of have this idea of, well, if you have all the if you have several computers around the world participating, then you kind of have this, you know, grid where the computations follow the path of the sun as it goes around the earth, or it follows nighttime as it just moves around the earth. Well, this way, with the data moving ahead of the computations, you don't have to, the processor doesn't have to wait for it to receive data before it can begin processing. The data is already there by the time that the execute gets to that point. Now, grid computing has picked up a lot of steam over the past several years, both publicly and in academically and research-wise. I know the university I am at participates in a grid with several other schools in the Southeastern Conference, where we actually combine supercomputers as individual nodes on the grid. I think it's simply like a 10 or 12 node grid. However, each node is like a, you know, 200 some odd processor high performance cluster. Now, there have been other, in the public aspect, you know, there's been the SETI at Home project, Folding at Home, and different sort of modeling projects like that that have really opened the, you know, opened the world's eyes to grid computing and to its potential. And so now, because of that, you have other toolkits besides just the Globus toolkit that you can use to generate grid projects. I know Nightlord is using the Alchemy framework to build his application. There's also, you know, for those people who know MPI, there's like MPI G2, I think, and, you know, and several other different kits. Hopefully this twat will clear up some people's questions about grid computing. If you do have any more questions, you know, feel free to ask me. My email address is mirovingi@gmail.com. You can also find me in the Infernomicron channel on the IRC server, freenode.net. And you can also find more information at infonomicron.org. I'd like to give shouts to Troops and G-Man. And I'm sorry if this episode seems a little rushed, guys, but I'm having some problems last night, and I'm trying to get this in real quick. So, until next time.